Good night, Shabbos. We're holding here in Simon Tov Memches, a new Simon. Din Chometz Shavla Pesach, the halachas of Chometz that was in the Jews' possession, and we'll see other details as well, over Pesach. The Mechaber tells us in Sif Aleph, Chometz Shel Eina Yehudi, Shavla Lava Pesach, is Mutar Afilo Ba'achilo. The Chometz of a non-Jew, Chometz of Eina Yehudi, that the non-Jew had during Pesach is mutter afila ba'achila. It's mutter even ba'achila. Then you can eat it. Now, this is very important for us because when Pesach is over, we want to be able to make sure that we can have some food. So a person is permitted to... So if we are permitted to eat this chametz that the non-Jew had over Pesach, then it's not a problem. You go to your store. Shoprite was owned. I'm not saying anything halacha. Lemaisa. Let's say Shoprite was owned by a non-Jew. So you go to Shoprite, you buy your Cheerios, and you go home. However, if Shoprite was owned by a Jew who never sold his chametz, it's called chametz shavla of Pesach. And that's why after Pesach, we always have these questions of which stores what did the email say? What did the Rav say? One of the times that the Rav is the most popular person is Pesach time. Everyone's calling him, you know, not to wish you a Zis and Pesach, you know, that also. But they call to find out which store can you buy from. It's before Pesach and after Pesach. That's for sure. So the Mishnah tells us in Sif Katan Aleph, Chametz shel eini Yehudi, hainu imhu botzek. We're talking about the dough. What does it mean, the dough? It wasn't baked yet. Oyafilu pas, and even if we're talking about the actual bread that was baked already, b'makom shenoyagin heter b'pas shel akum. That's talking about a place that they're not concerned with eating pas akum. Now, let's just discuss once again, in these halachas of Hilchos Pesach, we have a lot of Yoredeya discussions. There are those who are makbid, we're not discussing the halachas in detail, not to eat the bread that was baked by a non-Jew. Baked by a non-Jew, according to most Rishonim, means that the non-Jew turns the oven on, and then the dough is put in there. If you go to Acme down the block, you'll see a sign that says Pas Yisrael. It doesn't mean it's a new type of flavor. It means that it was baked by a Jew. What does it mean to be baked by a Jew? It means that the Jew was the one, halakhically speaking, he turned on the flame. And then the non-Jew, he's the one who put the food, the challah, the whatever item it was, the rolls, into the oven. Years ago, I was in yeshiva, and I remember one of the workers in the kitchen, he comes over to me. He didn't really speak too much English or any English at all. He didn't say anything in English. He just motioned to me, twist, you know, he's twisting his hand. He wants me to turn on the oven. Because he knows if he turns on that oven, he's going to find himself a new job. So he doesn't want to risk that. It's a mirsus. So now, let's read the words of this Mishnah Berurah here, so we can understand better now. Hainu imu batzek. When an item is just dough, let's say you buy the ingredients. A non-Jew takes flour, he takes the eggs, he takes the sugar, the water, makes a whole concoction, makes a whole dough. And he sells it to you. That is not an issue of dough from a non-Jew. It's only a concern when he bakes it. So here we're saying, Chometz shel en Yehudi, shavla v'pesach, in the place, either it's the dough that you bought from him, or it's a place, that there is a heter that you're permitted to have this pas of a non-Jew that was baked by the non-Jew. Sif cotton base, ein Yehudi, shall ein Yehudi. Bua din shall hefker. The same halacha applies if this chametz is chametz of hefker, meaning it's ownerless. The kevin shaloi nase isse b'shiyasoi. Since there is no iser when it was remaining around because it was either the non-Jews or is ownerless, it's not a problem. The Chacham never made a knas on this chametz. Well, okay, therefore, ger shemeis, a ger, a convert that dies, koidim Pesach, before Pesach. V'heniach chametz, he died before Pesach, he didn't have a time, he was busy dying, he didn't have time to get rid of his chametz. Kol ha-koidim v'zoyche boi achar ha-Pesach mutuloy ha-chametz af-achila. The halacha is, whoever comes along, the first come, first serve, and you acquire that chametz, it's yours to keep. And you're permitted to even eat that chametz. It's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Because there's no knas, no fine on a person of called chametz shavu Pesach. Why not? Because there's no knas on the person. The Chacham didn't fine the person that was dying, this person over here. Now, Yisrael, next case, sheyesh lo shutfis im anochi b'chametz. You have a partnership. There's a Jew and a non-Jew. They're in business together. A Jew and a non-Jew in business. For our love, ha-Pesach. And the chametz, right?
Why a gear?
Yeah, why a gear, not just a Jew?
No. Because if there's a regular Jew who dies, so then there's a discussion that his children inherit that chametz. So then it's more problematic. But I'm glad you're asking the question. But when the case of a convert who didn't have any relatives, because Allah is a Gershon's guy, he's a brand new person, so he has no, let's say he didn't get married yet, and he doesn't have any children yet, so he has there's no inheritance. No inheritance.
During Pesach, though, why would he be allowed? Somebody be allowed to take it?
In
other words, he owned it during Pesach, and he's a Jew at that point. He's a
Ger.
So, I mean,
right. So,
Osir Midrash or Derabanan? I would
say Derabanan. Well, good thing to tell. Good thing. Chamin Aris Machmir Zio. Yeah, it's Derabanan. It's Derabanan. Why? It's not Derabanan. So this is only Knas. Chamin Shavu Pesach is a Knas. So the Knas was never put in such a case. It's only Knas. Knas means a fine. The Knas is never put in this scenario. Continues the Mishnah Rura, you have a case now, you have shutfis, you have partners. What's the partnership? You have a Jew and a non-Jew, partners together. And once again, they didn't sell it. They didn't sell the chametz. V'chol agatzmayim anachri achar Pesach. And he divides afterwards, the Jew divides, he takes his section, his chametz, and then the guy takes his chametz. Now there are two ways of looking at it. The Mishnah Rura doesn't speak it out, it doesn't elaborate on this. There are two ways to view it. One way to view it is, the chametz is 100% mine and 100% his, together. That's one way. There's at least two ways. Could be more. Another way to view it is the chametz is 50% mine and 50% his. Now, there's a major difference how we view it. Because if we say the chametz is 50% mine and 50% his, so he takes his 50%, I take my 50%, we shake hands, shomo kol Yisrael. We're all happy. And then we say that the chametz she'avel of Pesach was his chametz and not what I have. And then we could eat it, right? So chelko yishel ha-nachri, so he says, the chelok atzma yim ha-nachri achar Pesach, divided with a non-Jew after Pesach, chelko yishel ha-nachri achar Pesach mutter bahana. Now here we're saying, the chelok of the non-Jew is mutter bahana. Why? Because the non-Jew, like we said in Mechaber, is allowed to have chametz in his possession on Pesach. But the Jew is not allowed to have the chametz in his possession on Pesach. So if we view it the first way around, that it's 100% the Jews and 100% the non-Jews, then we have a bigger problem. Because then everything is also, why? Because there was the Jews also on Pesach. These are really practical halachas when it comes to, you know, if we're heading towards Tu B'Shvat, and then Purim, and then before you know it, be around the corner, Pesach will be here. And that's exactly what happens. Who owns this store? Is the shop right owned by the Jew or the non-Jew? Are they partners? Oh, if they're partners, they have a problem now. That's the issue here. It's exactly the issue. There's something called breira that we can split it. The rabbanon we can be lenient. And we'll say that the rabbanon will say a case of rabbinic origin here that it was 50% of the chametz belong to the non-Jew, and 50% of the chametz belong to the Jew. Therefore, I can use and eat that 50% of the chametz that belong to the non-Jew. V'ayim b'mekor chayim, the mitzadi, the mekor chayim says, "Dafko kishe chametz amad b'beis nachri." This that we say, Breira, that we say that 50% of the chametz belong to the non-Jew, that's kishe chametz amar beis nachri. That's when the chametz was in the possession, in the house of the non-Jew. In the parentheses, he says, "Vim amad beis Yisrael." If the chametz was in the house of a Jew, talia beplugta, then depends on tali means it depends on the plugta, the machloikis, ayin shom in the makar chayim. Ve'efshe de bezeh afilu b'achila mutter could be if the chametz is in the house of the non-Jew, it could be he says you could even eat that chametz because it was the non-Jews ayin shom. Now, v'chelko shel Yisrael is also bahana. Once again, the case was you have partners, Reuven and non-Jew. The chelik that belonged to Reuven is also bahana. You cannot derive benefit from. V'wadin shnei Yisraelim, so two Yisraelim, two Jews. Sheyesh lem shutfis, that they are partners. Umachar echad mehen chelko la'akum, one of themselves is chelik, his portion to a non-Jew. Mutter ha'chelik shenafal lois Yisrael shemachar chelkoi, that chelik that he sold to the non-Jews permissible. The chelik shel Yisrael is aser, but the chelik, the part of the Jew, then once again is forbidden because it's called chametz shavu lav Pesach, and we cannot have chametz over Pesach. Now, in the Pitzkei Tshuvas, he brings a case. He says like this, from our halacha that we just discussed, in regards to the ownership that a Jew cannot have chametz on Pesach, a non-Jew is permitted to have chametz on Pesach, I'm reading to you from the Pisket Shuvas, he tells us, Mikan nilmod le'inyan agudois shel tztok of a chesed, v'chein gizbari hekdish, sheyesh birshusam maitzei chametz amanas l'chalkam l'aniyim. You have a case where you have people who deposit, they give out tztokah, storehouses, they give out tztokah to aniyim. V'shachachu limkor ha-chametz lefnei Pesach l'nachri. They forgot to sell, they have a storehouse of chametz to give out tztokah to aniyim. They forgot to sell this chametz in the storehouse. That's the case. Ein ha-chametz neser l'achar ha-Pesach b'achila v'hana. After Pesach, the people in charge say, well, Yankel, you sell the chametz to the rabbi? So Beryl says back, me, I thought you sold it. No, Shmuley sold it. And they find out, no one sold it. Right? Too many cooks in the kitchen. So, the halacha is, says the Chelkes Yoyev, and the B'tzel HaChochma, that, Ein HaChametz Nesor L'achar Pesach B'achil V'ano. You can eat it. Why? Mishum Shechavri Agudo Yagizbor Li'ovru Al Bal Yiro Bal Yimotzei. Because Yankel Beryl and Shmuley over here, they don't violate the Isser of Bal Yiro and Bal Yimotzei. They never violated this Isser because it's not their chametz. It's only if they're violating the Isser of Bal Yiro and Bal Yimotzei, that's when there'd be a kenas and be also for them. But and they're not responsible for the achrayus of this chametz. It's for the charity. Right, because they don't really own it. No one really owns it there. Right? It's just hektish, so to say. So that's a scenario where they forgot to sell the chametz. It's not also b'ano, and after Pesach they've been permitted to give it out still. Let's see the Mechavis of Beis. Well, it was... Well, what happened was, in this case that we just discussed, I believe it was a case where you had different people gave the charity, and then it was in, let's say, the warehouse. And then you have the boxes of chametz sitting there. And it was not sold. So, it's a knas, it's a fine that you can't get hana out of it or eat it. So these people, they forgot to sell it, right, the ones who were in charge. And we're saying that they did not violate it because it's not theirs. And the chametz itself is mutter ba'achila nahana because there's no knas on such a person. Rav Joel. The mechaber says in Sif Beis. Im eina Yehudi mevi liyisrael doirein chametz b'yoyim achrin shel Pesach. Okay, now you ready for this case? You got a knock on your door, and your neighbor says to you, "Oh, here's I got in the mail I got Cheerios, the box in the mail. Here, this is for you. And, you know, your mamash almost passed out on the spot. He's giving you chametz in your house on Pesach. He says, I like Rice Krispies. I don't like Cheerios. Here's the box. Right? So, what do you do about this? Lo yikablenu ha-Yisrael. You don't accept it. Now, you don't have to be rude. There's no place for rudeness. Never. So you tell him, thank you very much. Always good to say thank you. Thank you very much. But I'm not interested right now. Can't you see? I have so much yontif food. I don't know what to do with it. I've been eating for so many days. So, you have to show also that you don't want it. You have to show that you don't want this box of Cheerios. It's also appropriate, it's good, that you don't want your rishus, your property, to acquire it. Because he'll tell you, imagine the scenario like this. He knocks on your door, you tell him, thank you very much, but I'm not interested. He says, oh, you know what, I'll just leave it on your front porch. And you'll have it afterwards, after Pesach, he says to you. He says, I know all about it, you'll have to after Pesach. I have a neighbor, you see, he says, I introduced him to a Shabbos guest once. He says to me, I'm the Shabbos guy. That's how he introduced himself, he's the Shabbos guy. You know, so, they know certain laws, right? Unfortunately, sometimes the Shabbos guy knows more laws than we do, unfortunately. Now, so you have to make sure that you don't want to acquire it with your kinyan chatzah, with your rishus, with your front yard or your house itself. Says the Mishnah Rusev Kotten Gimel, the non-Jew gives it to you on the last day of Pesach. Now, last day of Pesach is lav dafka, which means it doesn't have to be the last day of Pesach. He says in Sifkan Gimel, Avshu derabanan, even derabanan, the last day of Pesach is derabanan, it's still aser. The kosher came in Pesach Gufa, even more so on Pesach itself. Lo yikablenu, in other words, on the other days of Pesach was deraisa, of course you cannot accept this chametz. Lo yikablenu ha-Yisrael, Sifkan Dalu, the Jew should not accept him, Yishum Baal Yiro, because of Baal Yiroi. If he did accept it, Oser Bahano Lacha Pesach, it's Oser Bahano Acha Pesach, Mishum Dehavi Chometz Shal Yisrael Shavala Pesach, because it's the Chometz of Yisrael that was in his possession on Pesach, which is Oser Bahano. Now, we're not going to see the words inside, but just very quickly, number 13 in the Dirshu edition, which is found in the back of the Sefer, he discusses a whole issue of whether or not the chametz of a shebechutz la'aretz, aladei that was sold. Let's read the words from the beginning. Imachar eschem soy shebechutz la'aretz. You sell your chametz in America. Aladei rav shebe'aretz Yisrael, through a rav who's in Eretz Yisrael. So the rav in Eretz Yisrael is selling your chametz in chutz la'aretz. This is a sticky issue here, because when Pesach is over in Eretz Yisrael, it's still Pesach for you here in America, right? Sometimes people make the joke, you know, they say, ask your local Orthodox Rav. You know, this would be a very good reason, because you don't want your non-local Orthodox Rav, he's in a different country or a different time zone, and then you don't want that chametz to be yours on Pesach. So he says further, yeah, another case, you have a ben chutz la'aretz, which is nimso b'chutz la'aretz, which is found in chutz la'aretz, so mocha es chemso yishabayt shal. The case is as follows. You have a person who lives in outside of Eretz Yisrael, in America, let's say. Now he's in Eretz Yisrael for Pesach. And he sold a mocha es chemso yishabayt Eretz Yisrael, and he sold his chametz in Eretz Yisrael. Says Moshe, she also loyally honest me chemsoy shebert Yisrael. He cannot get hanah from his chometz in Eretz Yisrael. Im zocher boy over af al bayiro, and if he acquires that chometz, he transgresses this to bayiro. There's more to see in this topic, which is a very interesting topic, which these issues do happen. People do travel different time zones. It doesn't have to be Eretz Yisrael. You go to different time zones, Chicago, Florida, what's it called, California. Depending on where you are and where you sell it, these are practical halachas and cases that do come up. Let's continue here in Sifkot and Hay. Lo Yehei Nikar, the Mechaber told us, it should not be recognizable that you want to keep this chametz. Because if you show interest in this chametz, could go and show Imeloi, like you tell the guy, you tell him, Hanach b'makom tzanua ploini b'chatzeri. You know, you tell him, do me a favor, Cheerios. I think they have chocolate Cheerios. I don't know. It's my favorite. Put in the corner over here. You can't do that because then chatzeri kanyloi. Then your courtyard is acquiring it. Avolim einay nika, but if it's not recognizable that you want it. Even if the non-Jew is keeping your possession, given to you as a gift, it's permissible. Shari, it's permissible. The mistama isura loynichale. The mistama isura loynichale. You don't want the iser. The chatzera in a koinaloi bal korichay, and your courtyard is not acquiring this chametz without your acknowledgement. So then, if the non-Jew puts it down there in your courtyard, in your backyard, your front yard, but you don't want it, you tell him you don't want it, and he just leaves it there, after Pesach, you'll be allowed to have it. You'll be permitted to have this chametz. Why? Because you never acquired it on Pesach.
You made the kinyan after.
If it's not yours now, so it's yours afterwards. Well, yeah, afterwards. Sifkan Vav. Let's see further. That's Sif Gimel, okay? Everything in its right place. Sifkan Vav. It's important you should tell him, I don't want this chametz. Hainu. Af the mitzad din. Afil bestom nami shari. Even the mitzad din. Even if you don't tell him you don't want it, it's really permissible. Really, what you should tell him is explicitly, I don't want to acquire it. I don't want to. Thank you very much. You're my good neighbor, but I don't want this chametz. On the top of the page now, when you explain to him that you don't want it, even if you show him a place where he should put it, it's permissible. Why? Because you told him you don't want it. He's stubborn, and he says, you know what, I'm leaving it for you anyway. So you don't want to leave it for you right in the front porch. You can't walk, you're not going to walk over it. Rabbi Joel pointed out there are issues. You have to make a mechitza, perhaps, or cover it up, which we'll get to later on in Sif Gimel. So you could show him, listen, do me a favor. You know, don't put it right here, put it on the side. But that doesn't mean you want. You're telling me you don't want it. But Tzarech Lizar Lich Paisalav, he says over here also, not even Sif Gimel, he says right here, Tzarech Lizar Lich Paisalav Kli, be careful to cover it up with a Kli. Ad Erev, until after Yontif. If it's Shabbos or Yontif, I feel a Yontif Achrayin, even on the last day of Pesach, you should still cover it up. However, Elim Kain, have you be Yontif Achrayin, Samech Lachashaycha, if you bring it on the last day of, he knocks on your door, close to Shkia. Pesach is almost over. Then in this case, the Mishmur tells us you don't have to cover it up. On the small amount of time, we're not really concerned or worried that you're going to come to eat it. If it's Chol HaMoed, and then we said earlier, in Simen Tov Mem, you should make a mechitza of 10 tefachim high. Have a good Shabbos.